watch me work. Watch me work in your city. Watch me work. Watch me work in your city. Watch me work. Watch me work. I'ma say today. I'ma say today. You just sit back and watch me work.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Entertainment Exchange. I'm your host. My name is David Johnson. Across from me is the co-host of the show, Wayne Hattrick Wizzy Webb, who says he has a joke.
I don't.
Oh, so you lied.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I lie all the time.
We usually don't lie, ladies and gentlemen, so we apologize for that. But we're excited for this week. We got good stuff coming up this week. Before we continue, we break down entertainment news for you guys throughout the week. So, movies, TV shows, sports, games, music, culture, etc. We break that down for you guys in podcast segments and also YouTube videos on our YouTube page, EX Does Entertainment. Go check it out. Today we got movie news. Movie, you're supposed to do a jingle or something.
No, no.
Yo, use a hater.
Can you just jump into the stuff, please? God dang.
Movie news. Joker breaks the October box office record with $234 million worldwide.
Prestige worldwide. Wide.
Every time I say prestige. Or what's the joint from Parks and Rec? Entertainment 720. Because Aziz is like, because we'll go around the world twice for you. good times. I saw Joker.
Hold on. Because I'm yawning. And yeah. I want to hear this. So what? Because I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Okay, good. We'll go full on into it next week,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen. So we're not going to go super deep into Joker. We'll give you another week to see it. I'm trying to say as much without spoil. Okay. Here, one, it's not a comic book movie. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, in it not being a comic book movie, it feels like the evolution of like Logan. Right? So it feels like we had the Dark Knight, which was like, it was still comic book. There was still Batman. There was still a dude who was Two-Face. There was still, like, it was still crazy, but there were elements of it that were like, whoa, this is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Then further down that spectrum, we get Logan, which is, it's still a superhero movie. You still see the claws, but it's more of a story of a dude at the end of his life trying to figure out, trying to be a dad, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then further down the line, we have the Joker movie, where it's like, there's nothing about this movie that's overtly comic book at all. Like, you can't tell if it's a normal movie or a comic book movie. Huh. Number one. Number two, which is not a bad, it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing. Number two, the movie does not give you a stance on certain issues, right? So the movie's job is to like, oh, here's this. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's awful. Why are they praising him? What? It doesn't give you like a, yes, this is bad. No, this is not bad. It's kind of like, oh man, death. And then it moves on. It's for the sake of the story.
Okay.
So that's the, to me, I gave it a B. That's the only thing to me that I did not like. Joaquin Phoenix probably will win an Oscar. You're not ready for how like intense... You're not ready for how good it is, for how good he was.
Okay.
It's shot beautifully. Like, it just looks good. It is dark. It's a dark movie, dark? Bro.
Oh, man. Throw me in there, bro.
It's dark. Sign me up. Dark as in, like, there are certain moments where it's like, this isn't good.
It doesn't feel right.
Not like Hereditary, where it's like, my bones are jiggling. It's not Hereditary, but it's probably like 10-15% of it where you're like, did that just happen? Like, that's not okay. That it's dark. Story's good. Joaquin Phoenix is great. Cinematography is great. Like I said, the only thing that I wasn't on board with was it just like presents stuff, because I guess it's the point of the movie. But I feel as though it would be a better payoff, or it would feel a little bit different where you can lean into the Joker character if they were like there seems to be nobody going against him. Like, we get it, it's bad, like, that's, but this is not a comic book movie, so I'm like, where are, like the police officers are like, no, where is, like, and like, you know what I'm saying? Where is the other side? Was like, no, you can't do these things. It's very much just like, yo, it's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two, and number two, I compared it to a high school, like a 5-star recruit, recruitment tape that you would send to college, right? Okay. So like you send this to Stanford, and you're like, I'm a 5-star athlete. Check this out. All the stuff with you is gonna be amazing because it's your recruitment tape, right? Mm-hmm. You're not gonna focus in on that block on the other side of the field that allowed you to do something. You're not gonna focus on the amazing offensive line that allowed the quarterback to throw you that Hail Mary. You're not going to focus on that. You're going to focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing where I was kind of like, oh, I want to know. Oh, go over here. Oh, because there's a lot of stuff that was popping up that I was like, oh, mm-hmm. show me. Oh, we're not? Okay, we just going to Joker. You know what I'm saying? Where I was like, I get it. It's a Joker movie.
Yeah.
But show me, like, Zazie Beetz, Brian Tyree. You know what I'm saying? When we saw mm-hmm. those things, I was like, I get that it's about the Joker, but I want to, like, you want to develop that story world?
Yeah.
That's just the thing I didn't like. But besides that, it's a great movie.
Okay. So B.
So B. Joaquin Phoenix probably with the performance of the year, so far at least. There's nothing in my mind that I've seen this year that, I mean, but I didn't see Once Upon a Time. You have.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that Leo was great in Once Upon a
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
And I know, I've seen Little Clint and I haven't seen the movie, but I know he was great in it. Bro. And I still believe Joaquin Phoenix did better than him.
You need to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I will.
That'll
bro.
Be the next one I'll see.
Leo.
Oh, I've got some people in that
Leo
movie.
Leo is.
I got people the in that guy. Movie, though, that are kind of like split like 50-50. Where they were like, and okay, and no, this movie not for me. Nah.
Which one?
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, okay.
People who are Tarantino fans, who are friends of mine who are Tarantino fans, I like half of them are like, yeah, I really like it. Half of them is like, eh, it's my second least favorite, like Tarantino movie. Hmm. It's a. You have to have a taste for Tarantino, number one. But number two, they're like, it's just like. I know what the real story is, and it just feels way too like, and this is Hollywood, and they're like, I didn't like it
mm-hmm.
that much. And then other people were like, well, it was like about cinema and all that stuff, so that I enjoyed that. So I got to see it and make up for myself. But Joker, I'll probably see it again. I'm not rushing to see it again, though. In theater.
I feel like I'm only going to see this one time. I'm just going to, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Live the rest
same,
of my
well,
life.
So, same thing with Hereditary. Like, after I saw Hereditary, I'm like, that was good. I'm not rushing to see that again. I don't need that on my bones, fam. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need that on my skeleton resume.
I'm going to go watch Hobbs and Shaw again just to laugh because I don't need that in my soul. Moving on. Well, MCU goddamn. Infinity Saga box set retails at $550. Now, that is...
Wait.
Yeah. Now, that is if you get... I think it's the 4K ultra high definition version of all of them. It's $550.
I was about to scream into the mic. I'm going to move it back.
I'm technically almost like, I don't care, dude.
You're going to drop $550?
Now, let me break it down to you like this.
You're going to drop $550 bills on this thing right here.
Let me go to Best Buy with $501 bills.
Just pull out
and
the stacks.
See what everybody says.
Bring a briefcase and so plop it down.
Police in the front, please.
We have a drug dealer on our premises.
23 movies. It boils down to about $23 a movie. That's what the $550 boils down to. You were a... After that, boils down to 20-something bucks a movie, which, if you're going to get a 4K movie, they're going to be 20 bucks a movie, 25 bucks a movie. It's just that you're getting, oh my gosh, that box set, it's huge, it's 500, that's crazy. But then it's like, that's 23 movies with ridiculous amounts of the extra stuff that they're giving in there, number one. Number two, they also are doing like a payment thing on it too. You could pay like $50 a month for a couple months.
God dang, bro. Hold up,
they
dude.
They want your money. That's what they said. They want your money.
Nah, I'll just drop the 550 one time. Just be done with it. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I'm going to start saving now.
I know, exactly. I'm thinking, because it comes out, I think, in like November, beginning of November. So I'm like, all right.
Wait. As in November?
Yes, as in next month.
Dang, I'm about to wait.
Well, that's something. One, let's see what it looks like on Black Friday. Let's see what it drops then. If it doesn't drop enough, I'll start saving and wait till Prime Day next year, because you know it's going to be Amazon Prime Day. Let's see what that deal is like. If not, I'll just wait till next year, Black Friday. Like, I can wait. But I want the ability to, Lord willing, if I have kids, to watch that with them, though.
That's the first thing they're watching from the womb.
No, they... from the womb.
As soon as they pop out, bro, I'm sitting there with the iPad. Your journey begins now.
Yeah, and it's like, it's something like if my kids would turn 8, 9, 9 or 10... And we start with Iron Man. Bro. And we just go through. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're going to start with the release date order?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. It depends on... We talked about this with...
we talked about Chris this before.
And Nathan. Shout out to them. It all depends on how you learn, how you perceive, and how you digest information. You know what I'm saying? For me, I like to digest information story-wise. So, like, for me, when I introduce my kids, Lord willing, to Star Wars, it's like, we start with Rogue One, because that's technically the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
Then we're going to go Episode 4.
So, you're going chronological, order.
That's where I want to start, but it all depends on how they learn. I'm saying if I
was don't a give kid, a fluff on how they learn. Hey, your dad said you're going to watch it this way. Right, well, so, let's get it.
They're going to run away. Let's
We're going to pack the suitcase and leave.
All I'm saying is for myself, I was like, oh, if I want to, especially after Rise of Skywalker, when I'll have, okay, here's the Star Wars, I want to be able to go through it with story-wise. So I can like, oh, instead of like, because release date is different too. Release is good too, but because then you get to, oh, well, now you got to go back to the other. It's different. Yeah. But I don't know how the MCU looks story-wise. But I think it would be cool, because it would go, like, it would be Captain Marvel, and then Captain America, the First Avenger, I think, is next. And then it just go, like, it cycles, like, and it's just something interesting, just something to think about.
Well, god dang.
They dropped the poster for the new James Bond movie coming out. I saw it.
Boo. It's just a normal poster.
It just doesn't look good.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool.
Moving on. I was talking to Nigel, who sent us a question. And he posted it, and I was like, I'm going to keep it real with you, Chief. This ain't it. And he's a huge James Bond fan, and he sent GIF. He was like, I know. Like, he was like, I hate it. Next, Inspector Gadget is coming back. Aladdin producers Dan Lin and Jonathan Eirik are producing using writers from Saturday Night Live. These writers are also behind the Home Alone reboot coming to Disney+. So they're bringing back Inspector Gadget. Did you watch that live-action Inspector Gadget movie?
Yes.
A while ago with Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Yes.
I sure did.
That movie was fun.
It was.
I'm excited. Inspector Gadget. Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget.
Wow.
I didn't peep that. That's back in your brain. As soon as you hear the bass, I was like, hey! That's my jam.
Somebody's uncle playing bass guitar right now.
Apparently, Matt Reeves is about that brown sugar in Gotham. He likes black people. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Because
shout out to you, Matt Reeves.
The short list for Catwoman apparently is Lupita Nyong'o, Tessa Thompson. Not even going to try to pronounce her name.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Good. And Alexandra Shipp and Logan Browning.
Logan Browning?
From Dear White People.
Logan Browning?
Are reportedly on the short list for Catwoman.
Give it to Tessa.
So Matt Reeves.
Or Logan? Please.
Tessa's got enough. Give it to Logan.
I don't care. Give it to Tessa or Logan. Here's the thing.
Tessa's got enough. Give it to Logan or Lupita.
Oh, man. Lupita,
I want to see how that rich, dark skin.
That dark melanin.
Looks in that cat, you know, because they can make the suit different, whatever.
Yeah.
But I would like to see how that looks in a dark city like Gotham, whatever. How, Like, if it, all that light, I want to see how that, I just want a mental image of how that looks. You feel me?
Ooh, Lupita.
But that's what I said. Apparently, Matt Reeves is like, yo, I got black friends.
Rich dark chocolate, sweet melanin.
Because he was like, well, who do you want for this character? Black guy. Who do you want for this character? Black girl.
What? Anybody else? A woman of African-American descent.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out here. With the Melanin Brothers. Shout out to you, Matt Reeves.
Melanin.
Man, that's really, that's going to be really interesting who gets that. My gut instinct tells me Logan Browning's going to get it.
Oh, because please. Because they're
going young with Robert Pattinson.
Please. And so Logan having Browning
a young Catwoman
would be dope. Oh, my goodness.
And like an old professor, good lord, an old Commissioner Gordon, which is Jeffrey Wright. That it just blends right, so well. Jeffrey. So, we'll see. What's next? Eddie Murphy confirms Beverly Hills Cop number 4 is in production.
Well, god dang.
This is the resurgence of Emily, of Eddie Murphy, mm-hmm. because he's going to be on SNL in December. He's coming, he's bringing new stand-ups to Netflix, I believe, next year. He's got Beverly Hills Cop 4. They're doing Coming to America. They're doing a sequel.
No.
Yeah. You remember this?
Oh, snap.
This was like, this was in the summer. We talked about this. They're doing a Coming to America sequel.
We did talk about this.
Yeah. Where like Eddie Murphy is the prince. He's old. He's the king now, whatever. And it's about his daughter who's a prince. Something like that. But Eddie Murphy is alive and kicking.
Well, I mean, I would hope so because he's got to do all this stuff.
Last but not least, it seems as though Tom Holland is out here for the people.
Tom Holland been for the people, bro.
During the Sony and Marvel split, Tom Holland
is the people.
Tom Holland made multiple appeals to Disney CEO Bob Iger and Sony chairman Tom Rothman to reach a resolution for Spider-Man to continue to be a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Word on the street is, that man literally, like, either it was email or sent letters like, hey, What is the contact information for the CEO of yada yada? Or what is the like the structure of hierarchy of contact information mm-hmm. from both companies? And it was like, all right. Do. That's Power Rangers, but
yeah.
He just went and just started calling like, yo, fix it. Hung up the phone.
Next.
Yo, fix it. Hung up the phone. And it worked.
Tom Holland is a man of the people.
And so what I think is funny though. When I see that is the juxtaposition or the coin flip.
Look at you using big words.
Big words of the people who whine and cry about Zack Snyder stuff. Who are like, the Justice League we got isn't the real one. We need a Snyder cut of the Justice League. Give it, it's not right. And I was like, they've been doing that for 2 years now. Ain't nothing happening. Because you don't have any, like you'll have a couple of actors and actresses who are like, yeah, I think it's out there. I think it exists. But the majority of people crying and whining about it or like butthurt DC fans who are like, this movie is not what we intended or not what it was supposed to be. Granted, I don't think it was, but
like, yeah, see, I'm not whining and crying over a DC. I mean, yeah, they were Joker, bad.
Y'all should be fine.
They were bad, but like, I expect it. So I'm just like, okay, cool.
That's why I don't. And now you got Joker. Not that's I'm like, relax.
R-E-L-A-X, relax.
Justice League had to crawl so the Joker could run. That's.
Have you seen those? You know those pictures where my hands look like this, so her hands can look like
that. Yep, that's a, that and the Hannibal Buress memes of the looking at his hands. Yeah. He's just like, do you know? I was so happy when I first saw that meme. That song is from Hereditary.
Oh,
it's
goodness.
From the soundtrack of Hereditary.
No wonder where, like, feel
it
weird.
Gets really eerie, and then you're like, boom, and like it's like praising a demon or whatever is at that part in the movie, mm-hmm. and then that music plays, and I heard it for the first time, and I was like, Hereditary! So.
You little child.
Justice League walk or crawl so the Joker can run. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for the movie news section of Entertainment Exchange. If you got questions for us for the exchange, if you want to talk exchange? To us, hit us up. Follow me on Twitter at I Am From Wakanda. Wayne is at Hattrick Wizzy. Hit us up on Facebook, Entertainment Exchange, on Instagram, Entertainment Exchange, and on our YouTube page, EX Does Entertainment. Wayne, sign off for us?
All right, signing off for this episode of Entertainment Exchange. It's your boy, Wayne the Hattrick, Wizzy Webb. That's David Johnson. We love y'all. Keep supporting us. Keep listening to our dope content. But until next time, love God, love people. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.